From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Minnesota's wolf season opened at the same time as the firearms deer season. The Northeast deer hunt continues through this weekend. The wolf season here was closed this past Sunday. Hunters registered 31 wolves in the Northeast zone. 2 weekends into the season, the Department of Natural Resources says hunters registered 128,814 deer. The season has ended elsewhere in Minnesota, with the firearms harvest down 6% from the same point last year. But the harvest is down even more, 25%, in the zone that includes northeastern Minnesota. Statewide, the buck harvest is down 7%, with the doe harvest down 5% from 2012, which was a low harvest year compared to the average over the past decade or so. The Alliance for the Great Lakes on Wednesday released a report warning against increased shipment of petroleum products on the lakes, most notably a plan to ship oil by tanker out of Superior. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the environmental group's report said neither U.S. nor Canadian shipping fleets or ports are designed for large-scale transport of crude oil, and said neither government's regulatory system is prepared to deal with moving oil across the Big Lakes. It also highlighted the difference between Western Canadian tar sands oil, which likely would be one type of oil shipped out of Superior, noting it is dirtier and heavier than normal crude oil and may not be controlled by traditional oil spill methods. Supporters of the proposed Superior Oil Terminal project note that oil and gas have been shipped for more than a century on the Big Lakes without catastrophic problems. Indiana-based Calumet Special Products LP, which owns Wisconsin's only oil refinery in Superior, in January announced plans for a possible $30 million terminal in Superior, where Western oil from pipelines would be transferred onto Great Lakes tankers and barges to move east. The terminal would help alleviate a bottleneck, with more oil being pumped than there is capacity to move it to market. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has awarded 4 grants totaling over $3.6 million for projects designed to reduce exposure to mercury and other toxins for people eating Great Lakes fish. State health departments in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin received about nearly $1 million each. Cornell University got about $600,000 for a project to reduce toxic exposure among urban anglers in the Great Lakes region. The grants came from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, an Obama administration program that focuses on some of the most persistent environmental problems affecting the lakes, including toxic pollution, invasive species, and habitat loss. The EPA Regional Administrator, Susan Hedman, said Wednesday that despite significant progress, 10% of babies born along the north shore of Lake Superior had mercury levels above the agency's dose limit. Federal scientists say Great Lakes water levels are up sharply this year because of heavy rain and snow, but it's too early to declare an end to the slump that has affected most of the system since the late 1990s. The drop-off has been most pronounced in Lakes Huron and Michigan, which have the same level because they're connected. Keith Kompoltowicz of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says in a briefing Wednesday, those lakes are nearly a foot higher than last November. That's a big improvement from earlier this year when they hit their lowest point since record-keeping began back in 1918. The White Earth Band of Ojibwe has adopted a new constitution that expands membership in Minnesota's largest Chippewa tribe and changes the structure of its tribal government. White Earth members voted on Tuesday for a constitution that scraps the blood quantum rule that says tribal membership is based on blood, not family lineage. It required tribal members to be at least one quarter American Indian. The new constitution also replaces the 5-member reservation business council with independent executive, legislative, and judicial branches. The White Earth Band must negotiate its changes with the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, which has a different government structure. It's not that Minnesota's waters are more polluted every year. It's that every year the state looks at more lakes and rivers and finds more have pollution problems. The Duluth News Tribune reports the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is adding 500 lakes and segments of rivers to its list of impaired waters for problems such as too much sediment, too much toxic mercury, too much nitrogen, and too much bacteria. 30 waterways are coming off the list for specific impairments, although they may remain for other problems. As of October, the state had reviewed 2,410,916 acres of lake, not including Lake Superior, of which more than 85% officially were impaired. Bacteria on beaches is one of those new things the PCA is looking for, and they found several instances along Lake Superior in and near Duluth. Most are beaches where the State Department of Health has been issuing occasional summer beach advisories. In northeastern Minnesota, the agency looked closest at the Nemadji River and its tributaries, and at Lake Superior's north shore and the rivers that run into the Big Lake from Duluth to Silver Bay. In the Lake Superior watershed surveyed, researchers found 5 lakes and 32 stream segments that were impaired for one or more problems. Some had too much sediment called turbidity. Others are considered impaired because of too much nutrient runoff from nearby land, such as phosphorus or nitrogen. At least 8 were found to have levels of mercury considered unsafe. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.